Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you as we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones, and we ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. We have one prayer request here Caller 2542, please state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I'm requesting prayers for me and my family, for my health, and also I'm praying for my spiritual journey. Thank you.
Thank you. It is my request today, as in every single day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways we stand in need of. I ask continued prayer on behalf of our ministers and their families, that they too will be blessed as they bless us. For all travelers and motorists, that you respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. Thank you. The next voice you will hear will be that of Brother Roger Jones, immediately followed by our closing prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. We certainly appreciate you for calling in, and if God have allowed you to join this call, we all need to stop and pause and thank him for his grace and mercy for allowing us to awake out of the sleep and slumber of the night. When James chapter 4, in this section, verses 1 through 6, James explains to us what causes temptation and wrongdoing. The thing he points out is that temptation and wrongdoing is caused by our lusts, verse number 1. Secondly, he says, because of our distrust, seeking something and never trusting God or asking God forward. Thirdly, he says that we are praying amiss, praying with the wrong motive, verse number 3. And now we've come to the section of these verses where James says it's because of worldliness, friendship with the world. James says in James 4, in verse number 4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity or war with God? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now, James couldn't be any more plainer than what he just stated here. It is worldliness. James uses strong language. He calls the people adulteresses and adulterers. And he possibly means two things. Number one, being an adulteress and adulterer means that a person is guilty of spiritual adultery. Jesus Christ holds his relationship with us in the highest regards. Our relationship with him is to be so close that it can be described only by the closeness and the intimacy of marriage. In fact, our relationship with Christ can be even more close and more meaningful than marriage. We are to know, believe, and understand Christ just as we are to know, believe, and understand our husbands and wives. But with Christ, there is far more of a bond and relationship than we can have with each other as men and women on the earth. Jesus Christ actually lives within us by faith through the Word. As we apply the Word of God in our lives, we are to live, move, and have our being in Christ and he in us. This is why the reason believers are called the bride of Christ, 2 Corinthians 11, verses 1 and 2. The marriage relationship just comes the closest to describing the bond which Christ has with us. The point is this. Marriage, our bond with Christ, is so close that when we turn away from him to the world, it is like committing spiritual adultery. Spiritual adultery means that we turn away from God to the world, that we break our commitment to God and turn to other things, that we follow after the things of the world instead of following after God. things such as money and possessions, lands, houses, position, power, cars, clothes, popularity, honor, recognition, fame, girls, boys. The picture of spiritual adultery shows us just how meaningful God wants, God counts our relationship with him. It is a relationship of love, a bond of love that can be the closest bond in all the world. If we turn away from Christ to the world, it cuts his heart with the deepest of pain, a pain beyond description. For he is God, and he feels with perfect feelings. We must never forget that our Lord gave his life and died for us. He has done everything he can to save us and to create a relationship with us. And it cost him unbelievable pain, the pain of the cross, the pain of bearing all the sins of the whole world, the pain of bearing the wrath of God against those sins, the pain of God, the Father forsaking and rejecting him when he bore our sins, such pain that defies description. And it was for all of us. Therefore, we must not hurt him anymore. We must not crucify Christ anymore. We must not forsake him for the world. We must, we must not commit a spiritual adultery against him by turning to the world. Listen to the Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Spiritual adultery is not obeying the commandment of the Lord. In Judges chapter 2 and verse number 17, the Bible says, and yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods and bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of the Lord, but they did not so. So spiritual adultery is not obeying the commandment of the Lord. Spiritual adultery is idolatry, the worshiping of other gods. First Chronicles chapter 2, chapter 5, verse 25. And they transgressed against the God of their fathers and went a-whoring after the gods of the people of the land, whom God destroyed before them. Ezekiel had somewhat to say in Ezekiel chapter 6 and verse number 9, and they that escape of you shall remember me among the nations, whether they shall be carried captive, because I am broken their whorish heart, which has departed from me, and with their eyes which go a-whoring after their gods, and they shall loathe themselves for the evils which they have committed in all their abominations. And finally, Hosea 4:12. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms has caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. Spiritual adultery, number one, is not obeying the commandment of the Lord. Spiritual adultery is idolatry, the worshiping of other gods, putting other things first and God secondary, shall we pray. Eternal God, our Father, we come this morning thanking you for this opportunity to come on behalf of Sister Janice and her family, for her health, for her spiritual journey. Father, we ask that you look into that family situation and grant according to your will. And however you decide to do, Father, we ask that you would give them the strength to endure even in the midst of hardship. Father, we pray for all the ministers that participate on this platform, their families. Continue to crown our head with wisdom and knowledge that we may present the truth without addition or subtraction. Bless all the motorists, especially those that are transporting goods to and fro. We ask that each traveler will respect each other's traveling space, that they may have a safe destination to their journey and a safe return home. Father, we come as we close this prayer on behalf of Sister Dorothy Cockrell, whose daughter Jocelyn is in Memphis in the hospital in critical condition. They had given up on her, but because of your grace and your mercy, she is now improving. And we thank you for that, and we ask that you will continue to watch over her, watch over Dorothy. Strengthen that family in that time of crisis. Father, we ask that you will go with us through the remaining of this day. Help us to be mindful of the fact that our sole purpose is to bring glory and honor to your name. Help us to walk worthy of that vocation wherein you have called us, that we may be that light to the world, that men and women cry out, "What must I do to be saved?" And we won't be selfish, and that will be enough. In your precious Son, Jesus Christ's name, we do offer this prayer and ask these favors and give thanks for the blessings. Amen.